The public may comment on a proposed ban on hunting feral swine in the Mark Twain National Forest through the 23rd. In late May, officials with the forest in Missouri proposed closing 1.4 million acres of forest to hog hunting to better control invasive feral swine. Public Affairs Officer Cody Norris says hunters import and release feral swine for sport. He says hunting scatters herds called sounders from being captured for removal, and he says that compounds the problem.
It reduces a lot of the effectiveness that could happen with trapping. So trapping, even with hunting, still the most effective. But in areas where hunting has been banned, we've seen it be even more effective.
Norris says feral swine have no natural predators and are multiplying exponentially in the Ozarks, damaging crops, pastures, woodlands, and waterways.
They're a very destructive species. We actually had a campground. They came through and a sounder over a weekend tore up a whole picnic area. So, that's what we're seeing. What we're not seeing on a daily basis, but we know is happening once we get out in the field, is the destruction in the woods, specifically to threatened and endangered species and plants. We know that they're very susceptible to feral hogs going in, and with the rooting that they do and going in and just eating anything, they can cause a real problem for the natural resources we're trying to protect here on Mark Twain National Forest.
The Forest Service is collaborating with the Missouri Department of Conservation, which banned hog hunting in 2016 under a state feral hog partnership. The public has until July 23rd to comment on the proposed USDA Forest Service feral swine hunting ban, which can be found on the Mark Twain National Forest homepage.